The foreign exchange market changed in structure quite dramatically back in the beginning of 1999, 20 years ago, with the introduction of the euro, which then became the dominant trading vehicle in foreign exchange. It's the euro which drives the US dollar index, both the narrow and the broad measures, and it's the variation, the US dollar index, as I've explained many times, is at least in when you're trading foreign currency, is the driver of the Aussie dollar. But we also find that when we're looking at a structural model of how those foreign exchange markets work, that what really happened on the 1st of January 1999 is that when we measure it, is that the market changes from being moved by relative interest rates to relative budget deficits. And since that time, the US budget deficit and the variation in the US budget deficit has been the overwhelming influence on the euro, on the Aussie dollar, and a whole bunch of other exchange rates. So it really matters that the Congressional Budget Office, when it has recently changed its outlook for US budget deficits, that really matters for our outlook for the euro, for the Aussie dollar, and for the US dollar generally. The budget deficit was expected to reach about 5.2% early next decade. It'll now reach a smaller number of 4.5% early next decade. Last year it was about 3.5% of GDP. And so what you've got is a more moderate expansion. You've got an expansion of the US budget deficit over the next 3 to 5 years, but it's a more moderate expansion. And as a result of that, the upside for both the euro and the Aussie dollar is reduced a little bit. It doesn't change the broader scenario, but it does reduce the upside. But it still puts us in a situation, if I take the euro model, the Aussie dollar model, and the US Treasury bond model, that the euro model is a standard area overbought. The US dollar model is a standard area, a bit over a standard area overbought. And the US Treasury bond model is the most overbought this century. Matter of fact, it's the most overbought since about 1993. And that's really important because when people are buying US dollars, they're not going out and filling their pockets full of $100 bills. What they're actually doing is they're going out and buying large amounts of Treasury bonds. Now, why is it that US Treasury bond yields are so low, and therefore that makes, conversely and surprisingly, the US dollar so high? It's because inflationary expectations are so low. And that's really unsustainable for two reasons. Firstly, one of the other measures we have at extreme levels this century is the US level of unemployment, which in recent months has been the lowest level this century. And it's actually been the lowest level since the 1960s. And that means you can't have that kind of low level of unemployment without it eventually generating rising inflation, rising inflationary expectations. And we've also talked about what we expect to happen with oil prices. We expect them to go up. And it's interesting that it's already the tightening, even if there wasn't a movement in foreign exchange, the physical tightening in the oil market for refined product is enough to lift the oil price significantly from where we are. So in terms of the outlook for US, because unemployment is so low in the US, the outlook for US wages and US wage-driven inflation must be rising in the future. And our view suggests that oil prices will go up. And what that means is that inflation must rise in the US. When inflation rises in the US, that'll generate rising inflationary expectations, which will generate sale of US treasuries, and the US market will roll over and start to fall. And what you'll see is this recovery that we expect in both the euro and the Aussie dollar. Right now, if we look at our model of the Aussie dollar, it tells us that fair value is 77.9 cents. Currently, that's trading at 71.3 cents. That means it's about 6.6 cents too cheap. Standard error for the Aussie dollar model is 5.8 cents. So that means the Aussie dollar right now is is 1.3 standard errors, too low. It has a 91% chance of going up from here. And I think those probabilities are going to start to pay out in certainly in coming months, if not in coming weeks.